Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Even the members of the Milwaukee band Pay the Devil have trouble precisely describing the type of music they play. The group liberally mixes bluegrass, old-timey country, sea shanties, Irish traditional, and folk with a big dose of attitude.
The group has been playing together since 2011 and will perform Saturday night at G Daddy's BBC Bar and Grill on the East Side in support of their new album, which is called Wrong Side of the River. Here they are in the studio with an original tune called Country Bound.
No AC, the windows down, no stereo, we're singing loud. Pedal down, we're country bound, from the city lights we'll wander. You in the grass, band in the barn, a beer in my hand, a girl on my arm. Watch the sun go down, we'll greet the stars in the night sky as they're rising. No AC, the windows down, no stereo, we're singing loud. Pedal down, we're country bound, from the city lights we'll wander. You in the grass, band in the barn, a beer in my hand, a girl on my arm. Watch the sun go down, we'll greet the stars in the night sky.
Country Bound, played by Pay the Devil, who are in our performance studio right now. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. It's great to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
So tell me who you are and what you're playing.
My name's Ivan Eisenberg. I'm playing the banjo and singing some.
Yeah, and I'm Ivan Baker, and I'm playing the guitar and singing as well.
Mm-hmm. My name is Jeremy Ault. I play a mix of percussion, the spoons, washboard, and this little lap snare.
Which is a very cool thing, by the way.
Yeah,
I really like
play with
that.
My fingers.
Yeah.
And I'm Matt Gibbons. I play the mandolin.
So you guys have been together since 2011. How did you form the band? How did it all happen?
So I moved to Milwaukee in 2010, and I've been playing music for a long time. And I met Ivan, in the Milwaukee Hurling Club, which is like an old Gaelic sort of brutal, awesome sport. And we sort of connected through sailing. I grew up sailing, and my dad and grandfather are sailors. So then all of a sudden we were racing sailboats together, and then we were playing music together. And Matt's his cousin. So one day Matt came by and never left. And then meanwhile, while all that was going on, Jeremy was an AmeriCorps Vista in my hometown of Erie, Pennsylvania. And my dad runs a nonprofit. So Jeremy was playing music with my dad in Erie, and then he got a Marquette Fellowship and moved to Milwaukee. And my dad connected
said,
us.
Oh, by the way, there's this percussionist.
Yeah. Well, we didn't even know.
It was more just of, hey, like, by the way, if you need a friend, which I was probably going to be looking for.
Yeah,
so Jeremy came with my son.
Jeremy came by, and we were playing just old-time music, and Jeremy started playing spoons just that we had in our kitchen because, you know, spoons live in kitchens.
Yes.
And he still plays the spoons sometimes. He's added a bunch of other instruments since then. But
so the tunes that we're hearing today, they're all original. How's the writing process for you? Do you guys all contribute equally? Did people come with different tunes in mind? How does that work?
A lot of it is collaborative. So we're going to play one. I think the last one we're going to play today, we were still kind of writing last night, just changing. So like I came in with that. It was just sort of a riff that I did someday while I was sitting around with the banjo. And I liked it, and then I put words to it. And then I finally, after I liked it enough, showed it to these guys. And we played it, and then you can always add stuff. So then when you get everyone in on it and you can start like, well, I think maybe let's put a mandolin solo in here. Let's, let's drop all the instruments out and do an a cappella verse. And that's really fun to collaborate that way.
And I think we all have different musical tastes. And I think that influences a lot as well as what we want to add. Elements of the song that we like.
What kinds of things are different? Since you're playing kind of an old-timey style, you know, what do you all bring in that's different?
Well, I could speak for myself. Personally, I play in a other music group in Milwaukee, and it's rock and roll, heavily influenced by punk rock and post-punk and things of that era. So I really like driving, simple, percussive beats. And I think that enables us to write songs that are maybe old-timey, but they kind of have I add sometimes like a little flair to them in that sense. It's very driving and simple. I'm not very talented in the other way, so that's something I bring.
A little bit of an edge.
I'm not looking for a compliment, but it's just that's what it is. You know?
You're a fine person, Jeremy.
Gone fishing.
Yeah.
So what about the rest of you guys?
I grew up, my dad, mostly I guess like sort of Grateful Dead kind of stuff. A lot of that. My dad's a great musician too. He plays the harmonica really well in a bunch of blues bands. He plays the mandolin. He plays the flute quite well. So I grew up with music. And And the Grateful Dead's pretty old timey too. You know, Jerry Garcia was a banjo player
and a mandolin player.
And a mandolin player. And so all those records, just for Christmas a few years ago, they gave me a vinyl, Olden in the Way. It's just one of the best records. So I mean,
is that the one with Grisman?
And Tony Rice. And it's amazing, really. Yep. Like everyone on that album, super talented musicians. But we should play some of those songs. Anyways.
Yeah.
So I had that. I think what Jeremy says, I think there's a lot of sort of punk. I mean, I was a child of the late 90s, so I grew up and the most popular bands were you had your Korns and your Limp Bizkits and your all of these. So as much as I like to think that I've shed all that, we definitely, at least in vocals, I think a lot of that sort of comes through too. It's a little bit growlier, I think, than your typical, we're not a bluegrass band, but it's growlier than your typical old-time band would be, and with more energy. And
I think one of the things that we really like as a group to think about and talk about is the accessibility of music. You know, I came to music very late, and for a long time I thought, oh man, I can't do that, or you need to be super talented to be able to play. But I think in all kinds of folk and rock and roll and country music, it was music of accessibility and people could join in. So I think we try to bring in those elements and maybe be a little raw, and I think that's an attractive element to the music as well.
How do you find audiences respond to you? Because you've been playing around town now for about 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'd say better than I'd expect. if we're being frank, I'm almost always shocked at how well people respond to it.
Yeah, and especially the more intimate, the better the response. I think that's because we feel most natural in an intimate setting. The further we are away from a crowd, I think the more alienated we feel from our music and ourselves, even. Like, the further we are away from each other, we're a little distant in our sound. So, yeah, the more intimate, the better.
Yeah, one thing that people can't see on the radio, obviously, is that the three of us who play the strings instruments never stand more than a foot apart on stage, ever. We always have a crowd around style, even when we're using lined out other amplification methods than the single microphone. Like, we always physically stand very close, and we want it to be, I don't want to use the word community, but we want people to have fun more than we want them to think that, oh man, that guy's a phenomenal mandolin player, or this person is standing out, or that even that song was extremely well written. We want the people who are there to be having fun, and I think that that carries across very, very cleanly and easily, and people seem to respond extremely well to what we're doing most of the time.
Yeah, cool. That's really well said. Yeah. That's good. That's true. I've never thought about it in that way.
But there's your spokesman now.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
You, sir, just became the front man.
Well, let's hear a song. Since you're standing right around that microphone that people can't see, I've got a picture. It will be on the web. And this is from the CD, which we will talk about afterwards, but tell me about this song.
So this is a love song that our guitar player, Ivan Baker, wrote to his wife, and it's about the end of the world.
As one does.
Yes. Right. I've been telling the joke for 4 years now, but I still mean it. You know, if the world ended tomorrow and society collapsed, he would be king on Friday. This is a song about the end of the world. You can talk more about it if you're something.
Yeah, it's funny because I didn't tell my wife I wrote it for 6 months after it was written. So it was a kind of a surprise to her.
by me. Let's make this dream reality.
2, 3, 4.
Don't be cares, don't want you. I just need to grow and I just want you. Don't be cares, don't want you. I just need to grow and I just want you.
World's End, Pay the Devil in Lake Effects Performance Studio. Well, you know, that's a great love song. I like it.
Thank you.
I like it. And Jeremy, I want you to step up to the mic because you're playing a very old-fashioned instrument.
Yeah, it is an old-fashioned
It's a
instrument.
Washboard. And,
yeah.
I'm hoping you can give us a little demonstration up close because you were kind of in the back for that.
Yeah, it's kind of, it has a tinny sound, so it overpowers things sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. But you're playing it with
thimbles? Yeah, I have thimbles, which I used to wear thimbles on all fingers, but I lost a lot of them. And so now you can wear thimbles and banjo picks, you know, on the ends of your fingers. And you can run it, you can tap it. A lot of people play it different ways. There's the, you know, kind of the Dixieland style. It's a lot of running. And then there's the mountain style, which is a lot of, it's essentially a series of, like, drum rolls over and over and over. So, yeah,
it's fabulous.
It's a great little,
I think it's the first time we've had an actual washboard in here.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really cool.
I got it from my dad's consignment shop from Belfast, Tennessee. So, I mean, I don't know. I would like to imagine that back in the 1930s it was played on as well.
We used to tape a little tin can right to the bottom here.
Yeah.
That's what the blue tape is for.
Yeah, so sometimes when you needed like a cymbal crash, you could just hit a tin can.
Oh, I was thinking maybe it was for tips.
That could work too.
That could work.
And the more you add, the, you know,
the
greater
the
resonance
sound
would be.
You've got a different sound. The coins would make a different,
yeah.
Hey, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no
yeah.
money in this kind of music.
No.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. We might be able to fill up one can of coins.
Yeah, maybe one can. Yeah, and buy yourself a beer, you know? Or something.
Real cheap beer.
Yeah. So you guys have an album out, which World's End was the first tune off it. What was the album process like for you? It's the first one, right?
Yeah. It's our first one. We recorded an EP, but I don't even count it, so we'll just ignore it. yeah, so this was fun. We recorded, I mean, like 80% of it in 6 hours. And it was lucky that we could do that because we'd been playing these songs without recording them for so long that we knew them all. We still know them all really well. By far better than any song I've ever known in my entire life, that entire album. So we just sort of got to the studio. We tried to track them out with a click track, and it just wasn't feeling like it usually feels. So we just sort of did something like this. We gave everyone a vocal mic and everyone an instrument mic, and we ran it to 16 channels live and just played live, really, to tape, and then mixed and mastered it. And it really went well. I mean, there's a few overdubs. My dad actually played the harmonica part. I just played better. Sorry, Dad. So, you know, he gifted us with that. And we overdubbed some cello from the gentleman that recorded it for us. Used to play the cello in the band, too. So he put some cello in some songs that he used to play the cello on. A song that he used to play the cello on. Yeah, so it came. And then we recorded that a cappella sea shanty at a later date. But really, it was just one session. We all showed up, and it was like playing a show. So we're talking about our next album already, and we're sort of lamenting the fact that it'll be really hard to get all of these songs so tight that you can record that way. So we're going to practice real hard and try to do it again. We decided that we don't want to go back to the multi-tracking. We've grown accustomed to a certain standard of life and can't go back.
Well, and it's also, you have to write the songs to fill up the next CD too, right?
True.
Yeah, we do have a lot of songs, though. Yeah. Ivan writes a lot of music, so we're fortunate for that. So, yeah, we're just fine-tuning them, and I think we have a whole album's worth right now, and that's with unfinished songs that are still coming down the pike.
So you have a gig at the BBC, right?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, so is that the first time there?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's our first time there, and it's been a long time coming. We've been invited at certain dates we couldn't make happen because we were already priorly engaged, but... yeah, so it's exciting.
Yeah, and it's the first time we're going to be playing with the Ugly Brothers from River West. And so we're super excited. We know those guys pretty well, and we've all seen them play a few times. So it's the first time we're playing with them. It should be really, really a good time, like we were saying. So
it's going to be one of those, you know, dance on the table nights?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I almost always dance on the tables. So.
Keep the banjo player off the table.
Right. Like, that'd be a good sign. I bet you could sell that in like a gas station in Kentucky.
Yes. Yes. Or you could use it as a song title. Keep the banjo player off the table.
Yeah,
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Remember that town.
think of that. We'll save this piece for you, this piece
All right,
of tape.
Nice.
Well, gentlemen, it has been such a pleasure having you in the studio, hearing some music. And what are you going to send us out with?
This is a new piece that we've been writing, and we're going to call it Off My Shoes.
Yeah.
For now.
You heard it here first.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Literally heard it here first.
Yeah. Jeremy might have also heard it here first.
Hey the Devil is guitarist Ivan Baker, banjo player Ivan Eisenberg, mandolinist Matt Gibbons, and percussionist Jeremy Ault. Their new album is called Wrong Side of the River.
They'll play G Daddy's BBC Club with River West's The Ugly Brothers this Saturday night. Our in-studio performance was engineered by John Strelecki.
Every time I get the blues, I walk souls right off my shoes. Around this world a time or two, I walk souls right off my shoes. And rye whiskey don't let me down, I gotta walk off into town. Standing up and stumbling round, rye whiskey don't let me down.